Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes, you have.
Of his goodness. Hallelujah. When I think of it, the goodness of God, and I sing of the goodness of God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're going to have a word of prayer. And then I'm going to tell y'all a little something about that song in a minute. A pastor and I, we was talking about that yesterday, for those that was on. And then we're going to ask Evangelist Renee to give us a sandwich today. Today is Wednesday. Yeah, we need a sandwich today. But first, we're going to ask Pastor Bill. She'll give us a word of prayer.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for that song, Pastor, the goodness of God. Amen.
Glad you're running us over.
I love it. Praise God, praise God. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. His goodness is running after us. Praise God.
Yeah.
Whew. Well, okay. Let me go read the scripture. Praise God. Hebrews 1 and verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you for the word of God. We're thanking you for the song, Father God. Lord, we're just thanking you for all things. We thank you for our listeners and those who participate, Father God, and those that are listening by internet. We're thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word of God. Lord, continue to be with him. Continue to use him mightily. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him and try to hinder this word from reaching us, from reaching our hearts, Father God. We bind up anything that try to come up against any of us. We're praying for all those that are sick and shut in. We're praying for Gloria Beasley and her family and the entire Beasley family. Be with them, Father God, during a time of bereavement, Father God. We ask that you will be with Brother George as he goes through his surgery, Father God. We just pray that your will be done and that we will all have a open heart to the word of God, that we're able to hear it. Father God, be with those that are going through. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
This is the day
that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
The first piece of bread will be Colossians 3:12. It's from the New Living Translation. Be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
And inside our sandwich, we put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. Oh, the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. And thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. And thank you for remembering our family through this tragic time. We just continue to keep them lifted, and I just thank you for reminding and making mention of Gloria Beasley and her family. We're talking about developing godly thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your mind has to be renewed on the Word of God if you're going to develop godly thinking. How I know that? Romans 12:1-2. Read that right quick for me, Pastor, if you will. Romans 12:1-2. We want to continue to keep Evangelist Ursula. She had some business or something. She texted me and told me she had to take care of the day, and she wasn't going to be on today. So I just want to make mention that I did make mention of it. Okay. But what did that say?
Romans 12:1-2 from the King James. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
So if we're going to develop, our mind has to be renewed on the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be transformed. That's what takes place, transformation. Why the Word, you ask? Because the Word is God, and God is His Word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important, brothers and sisters, that we see that like that. It's very important that we understand the Word for the Word's sake, okay? Over in Mark 11, I want to say it's 20, we're going to read 22 through 25. That's Mark 11 and 22 through 25. It reads like this, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that our Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, Jesus was a matter of fact. Embrace this God life. Really embrace it. And nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake. No shuffling or shilly-shackery along. And it's as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. And when you assume the posture of prayer, remember that it's not all asking. If you have anything against someone, forgive. Only then will your Heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sin. Amen.
Did y'all hear that?
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
You're planning on developing a godly way of thinking. Think like Jesus did. Mm-hmm. Jesus spoke the word. And that's what we have to do. Just speak the thing. Continue to speak it. You began to think like God. Your mind been renewed now. So therefore, you can speak like God speaks. Jesus said, I guarantee you. Brother and sister, this is a guarantee that you can have the God kind of mind. I guarantee you can think like God. He gave us his mind. He gave us his mind so we could think like him, bless God. Now, the enemy don't want you to think like that. You do understand that, right? That he don't want you to think like God. Because when you think like God, then you realize, hey, Satan ain't got nothing on me. I got stuff on Satan.
Yes. Say that.
See, so God wants us to think like him. As quiet as it kept, Jesus said, look here, y'all can do this stuff. Because I want you to. I want you to do it. But you got to believe. You got to believe in what you say. So when you say it, don't doubt it.
Yeah.
You'll speak it and don't doubt it. He said, it shall come to pass. Whatever you say, that you like God. You like God. You like him.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm going to guarantee you this. If you want to live this God kind of life, this living godly, people, this ain't no playing church stuff. I'm talking about the reality of living in God. This is what you do. You embrace the God stuff. This is what Jesus did. He acted just like his father. Remember his father had said, let there be light? He was thinking just like God was thinking. He said, I'm going to speak it just like my daddy did. He said, let there be light, and that was light. Let the light be separated. Let there be the darkness separated from the light. Let there be two lights. Let there be a lighter light and a lesser light. A greater light and a lesser light.
All right.
He spoke it.
Yes, he did.
Everything Jesus did, and then Jesus didn't just say this. He actually did that. He went out there and rebuked the wind and told the sea, peace, be still. He spoke it. That's the way he thinks. That's the way we should think. That's what we should embrace. Don't have no doubt. And then whatever you do, walk around with forgiveness in your heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, brother and sister, because this is like so important. Because this is the first step. Now, don't think you're going to be able to do this without doing the first step. And that first step, really, that's what it is. When I think about the 119th Psalm and the 89th verse, thou, thy commandment has made me wiser than the enemy. We talked about that the other day. For they are very, and if you think about what he's saying now, they're with you all the time. They're ever with you. I don't care what's going on. That's what we're talking about, surely goodness and mercy. Brother and sister, that's following us.
Mm-hmm.
You ever looked at it like that? Stop for a moment. I was sharing with Pastor yesterday, and Pastor said, I remember that Georgia tragedy. You better not stop. You'll get run over.
Amen.
But that's what happened, brother and sister. When mercy and goodness is following you, the moment you stop, you'll mess around and get run over. Amen. That's why I played that song, because I want you to know God been faithful. He been right there for you, right there with
yeah.
you. A lot of things we don't even have to ask God for. He knows our hearts. And goodness
yeah.
and mercy is there to back it up. We're going to develop the way God thinks. Know that, hey, mercy is there. Know that goodness is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're born of the Word of God, believe me, brother and sister, it's going to require action. Acting on the Word of God gives the opportunity. It gives God that opportunity to work in our life. That's what mm-hmm. they're saying. It giving
Amen.
God the opportunity. I don't know. Did you read that in at the Messenger Bible, the 119th Psalm and 98th verse, Pastor?
Okay. I can read it, Pastor.
Okay.
And let's see here. I've even become smarter than my teacher since I ponder and absorb your counsel. Okay, 98. I've become wiser than the wise old sages simply by doing what you tell me. I watch my steps, avoiding ditches and ruts of evil, so I can spend all my time keeping your word. Amen.
So when you got that word, thank you, Pastor. When you got that word with you, you know you got God with you. So you can speak like God. You can talk like God. That's how you develop it. You're developing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't come already ready. Everybody
right.
ever been on this face of the earth had to develop, except for Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had to develop. There has been a development, which makes it a process. You don't get it all the night. Start speaking to the little things and watch the big things get out your way.
That's right. Praise God.
Yeah, you're trying to speak $1 million into existence. Get $10 first. Speak the $10.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speak for the 10.
Yeah.
Acting on the word, it lets Jesus act through us. That's what's going on. Acting on the word, allow Jesus to just get all in our business.
Mm-hmm.
Believing the word demands action, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I guess that's why I like 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4. Maybe we'll read that today. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4. Hallelujah. First Thessalonians 2 and 4. Trying to go here and get this from here. Okay, 2 and 4 reads like this. It says, well, but as we were allowed of God to put in trust with him, trying to get my computer up, in trust with him, the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing to man, but God, which tried our hearts.
Amen. From the Message Bible, God tested us thoroughly to make sure we were qualified to be trusted with this message. Be assured that when we speak to you, we're not after crowd approval, only God approval. since we've been put through that battery of tests, you're guaranteed that both we and the message are free of error, mixed motives, I'm sorry, or hidden agenda. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
See, committed to the love make us trustworthy. God wants you to be trustworthy. And when you're committed to the word of God, then you begin to act on the commandment. First brings all the other action of faith to success. If you plan on succeeding in this, you have to act on the word of God. But it starts with faith. That's why we're talking about the book of Hebrews. It's a book of faith. That's just one chapter with 40 different examples. But God is speaking through us through faith. Jesus is the author of the finisher of our faith. See, faith works by love.
Mm-hmm.
So when you love God and love his word, you're going to see faith going to begin to work. So to act on the promises without acting on the commandment will bring little or you could almost say no results. You're not going to get any results. If love is not in that thing, you're not. Love, faith is pointless. It had no need. But when love is there, love causes faith to work. Remember, your heart will condemn you and produce no faith. But once the love of God is there, which happens to be love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, the Bible says, above this, there is no law. That's the law we operate by.
Yeah.
And all of it is byproduct of God, or if I should say God's nature, God kind of peace, the God kind of joy, the God kind of love, the God kind of long-suffering. Acting on the commandment develops the fruits of the Spirit. So, in Galatians 5 and 6, I think that's what that said. Galatians 5 and 6. We want to roll there for a minute. Galatians 5 and 6. It says, this computer, thank God. Hallelujah. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor circumcision, but faith. That's what I want you to say. Faith, which worketh by love.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, for in Christ, neither our most conscientious religion, nor disregard of religion amounts to anything. What matters is something far more interior, faith expressed in love. Amen.
Amen. You know, the Jews, they had this thing about circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
They brag on the fact of circumcision. So Paul say, circumcision don't mean anything, not uncircumcision. And really, faith doesn't mean anything if it's not working by love.
Amen.
Woo! Y'all didn't hear that, boy. That's not so fast. But faith worketh, which worketh by love. Now, that says a lot to me because there's some things that we trust in, and love don't have anything to do with it.
All right. Come on now.
See,
say that.
You got to have the kind of faith that works by love. Because that's like love working love. That's God's love on God's word.
Yeah.
It works like that.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, so go back and revisit that, brothers and sisters. You'll see a lot of time we hadn't allowed love to work faith. We just was faith this, faith that, faith that. But my question today is, the love causes faith to do that? Or was that something you just claiming? But faith, I believe. Well, wait a minute. If you don't have the love of God, it ain't going to work.
Amen.
Somebody said duck, preacher. You better duck. See, if you don't have the love of God, faith is not going to work for you. I know preachers won't tell you that, but I'm telling you. Because that's what the scripture said. Faith has to work by love.
Yeah.
You have all the faith. You can move mountains, and you don't have love. You ain't got jack.
That's right. Amen.
I can take you to the book. Now, I can sure take you to 1 Corinthians. I think it's around the 13th chapter, somewhere up in there.
Yeah.
Just like tingling cymbals. Listen, brothers and sisters, if love is not making faith work, you ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's important. I want you to let it soak in for a moment. But you're going to have to develop God's way of thinking, and everything we make mention of is equal the love nature of God. Love, joy, peace, long suffering. All of this is byproduct of what's in God.
Amen.
One more scripture I want to share. Where is 12:30? And if your heart condemns you, you will never be able to produce the kind of love that you need. We didn't do Galatians 5 and 6, or we did, right? That's what we just did, right? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, did you read that, Pastor?
Yes, I did, Pastor. Would you like me to read that again?
No, I just want to make sure you read it. I know there were some things I wanted to break down in there, and because time have kind of slipped up on me, we'll table it right there. But if anybody have anything they want to share with us on the scriptures or on the word or whatever, press 1 and we'll let you in. Anyway.
Well, you were talking about that love,
okay.
Pastor.
If not, we'll see you all. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay, Galatians. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13. It says, And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these three is charity, which is love. And I was going to read it from the Message Bible. Oh, that's Acts. 1 second here.
No problem.
1 Corinthians 13 and verse, in that 13th verse, says from the Message Bible, each of us is now a part of his resurrection body, refreshed and sustained at one fountain, his spirit, where we all come to drink. Amen.
Awesome. Amen. It don't get any better than love, brothers and sisters. Because hope won't work. Not God kind of hope. Faith won't work. Not the God kind of faith. It doesn't work without love. That's why love is the greatest.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was in the 12th, my Lord.
Yeah.
I was in chapter 5. Oh, goodness. Okay. The 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians and the 13th verse says, for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God. Hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of the three is love. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you got it right, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The greatest of these is love.